Blog Talk Radio. Because that in it he had rested all his work which he had created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord had made and the heavens and every plant of the field before it was in earth and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. The word ground on my computer, and where I always go to, they were unable to describe ground. I asked them, I wanted to know what the meaning of ground was and what was the color of ground, because he made Adam from the ground. And I just wanted to know what was their definition, and they did not give me that definition because they were giving me something like egg ground, and ground was green, and things like that. And that is not what I asked for. Green. Well, that was not what I asked for. I wanted to know what is the color of ground. And I could not get an answer. But I will tell you that ground, I have seen ground, is like a dark brown, or it's brown or black. I have not seen white ground. And that's what man is made of, ground. He was made, ground is black to me, or brown, dark brown, or man of color. It's not a white. That's what I want you to know. Look it up for yourself, and I will keep looking. If I find that it's white ground, I will apologize to you all who are listening to me. But according to Blog Talk Radio, very few people listen. And I am for real about telling you about God, or reading to you what is said in the Bible about God's creation and what is really said. Let's pick up reading at verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the best breath of life. And man became a living soul. Now, I want you to look up the genealogy of Christ, of Jesus Christ. That you'll find that in Luke chapter 3, verses 22 through 38. And let me just turn there for a second. Let me see. I don't want to forget where I have left off at. I have left off in chapter 2, verse 8. That's where I pick up. I'm turning to Luke chapter 3. And I will read you the last verse, chapter 38. It says, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. That's why I tell you, see, to read in the book of Ezra, Ezra, chapter 9. You're not supposed to give your seed to these other races. They are not from God. I told you last week, well, they are from God. Excuse me, but they don't have the seed. You have the seed. You are from Adam. And you are from Adam, who has the seed. When he made, I think it's in chapter 1, verses 26, where he said, chapter 1, 26, he said, let us make man in our image. Well, you see, he didn't give them their his seed, but in Adam, he did. And that's what I want you to understand. Stay away from those other women. They are not of your seed. You should marry or date black women. And I should tell you this because you don't know. I want you to get into heaven. I think even though I have done wrong or what may consider wrong, but I have not. I'm like Joseph. Not Joseph, but Job. I have done nothing wrong. And if I have, I've asked God to forgive me. I've repented of my sin, the sin that I know about. At any rate, I'm going to pick up at verse 8 in chapter 2 of Genesis. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight for good for food. The tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to the water to water the garden, and from this it was planted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pishon, which is encompassed. Let me read that again. Verse 11. The name of the first is Pishon. That is it which compasses the whole land of Halavah, gold. And God, excuse me, verse 12. And the gold of the land is good. There is beryllium, and there is onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Goshen, which the same is it compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, which is goes towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. So there are in total four rivers that surrounds the Garden of Egypt. Let me say that again. There are four rivers surrounding, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So what are the two things he told him to do? Dress it and to keep it. To me, he is like a farmer, like my grandfather, my grandpa, I call Papa. He dressed his land and kept it. Although he was a sharecropper, he gave money to the white man. But didn't he read it? He didn't think like I thought, like I am thinking. I'm thinking the ground is black or brown of me. And most people, I don't know where white people come from. I really don't know where they are come from. Verse 15, And the Lord God, verse 16, and the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So God put a lot of trust in man. And what did God? What did man do? Betray our Heavenly Father's trust in him. He told him. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them into Egypt, brought them into Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And God gave the name to And Adam gave the names to all cattle and to fowls of the air, every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And God, and the Lord God caused him a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made him woman and brought her unto her, the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Excuse me, Steve, for burping for you. I want you all to know, for you who are having the same sex, God didn't make you that way. Are you believers in what is written? I think not. Because if you were, you would do as the Bible said. You would not be trying to marry another man or date another man. Nor a woman should be marrying another woman or dating another woman. He said he made he took a rib out of man and made, and he called her a woman. God did not bring another man to be another man's help. He brought a woman. And what I'm trying to say, you should follow the Bible. When I think that God is coming soon. And some of the things that are in our law books, he is not going to honor. You're not supposed to follow man. Well, let me pick up in Job where I left off. And I think I left off in Job chapter 27. I read Job chapter 26 for your hearing last month, and I will try to read to you Job chapter 27, as well as I want you to know other things about the Bible. Well, let me read to you in your hearing Job chapter 27. Next week, I want you to read Genesis chapter 3, and I want you to ponder over what I have told you, and then I want you to read chapter 3 of Luke, and you will find out where it says that Adam was the son of God. He was God. I don't know how he made him, but he said he was made. God made him. He was the son of God, which means to be. He carries God's seed, and he made him from the dust, and dust is brown, and black men, or the so-called black men that they took from Israel, they don't tell the truth in America, where they say that they got us from Africa. But don't you know that, have you ever talked with an African? They would say they would have fought the white man had he done that, where he came. They were selling people, dark-skinned people, which were us, the Israelites. We are the Israelite children. You see, start reading your Bibles. I want you all to listen to me and see if I am right. It is not the people who say they are Israelites. They are not. And God, our Bible tells you that in Revelation chapter 2 and in 9, also in Revelation chapter 3 and 9, they tell you that they are not the children of Israel. We are his children. And that's what I want you all to know. Now, come to Job. Follow me in the book of Job. And let's read that and get our thoughts from reading his reading. And I pray that our Father God will give you the understanding. Moreover, Job chapter 27. Moreover, in verse 1, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as God liveth, who has taken away his judgment, and the Almighty, who has vexed my soul? All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. For God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let go. My heart shall not reproach me. So, reproach means like disapprove or disappoint me. So long as I live, let my enemies be as the wicked. Let me read verse 7 again. Let my enemies be as the wicked, and he that rises up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though He has granted though he has gained, when God has taken away his soul, will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? When he delighted himself in the Almighty, will he always call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God, which is with the Almighty. I will not conceal. Behold, all you yourselves have seen it. Why then are ye thus altogether vain? And vain means worthlessness or uselessness. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and their heritage presses, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widow shall not weep, though he shall heap up silver as gold dust, and prepare raiment as the clay. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper made. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He opened his eyes, and he shall not, and he is not. Let me read verse 19 again. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He opened his eyes, and he is not. Terror taketh hold of him as water, as a tempest stealeth him away in the night. And tempest means storm. The east wind carries him away, and he departed, and as a storm hurled him out of his place. For God shall cast him and not spare. He will feign his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. And the word hiss is like making a hissing sound. And that is the ending of chapter 27. I hope you see, understand what I have read in chapter 27 as well. Right now, I'm going to try to read in your hearing other things from the Bible. Now, next week, I want you all to read chapter 28. I remembered I'm supposed to tell you some other things from the Bible that I want you all to remember, such as the festivals of God. the what you are supposed to observe. And I tried to observe this Sabbath, which starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening. You are the to honor the Sabbath, supposed to honor. That's the first thing you're supposed to honor, the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. Next, you are to celebrate the Passover, which will be on March the 30th of this year, as well as the Feast of Unleavened Bread will start March the 31st and end on April the 2nd. You are to cook without yeast, bread that is, or have bread that is not made with yeast. Following that will be on May the 20th will be the day of Pentecost. You can find these in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. The next is the Feast of Trumpets, and that will be on September the 10th, the Day of Atonement. You will find that to be on September the 19th. The Day of Tabernacle will be September the 24th through the 30th. The last great day will be October the 1st. Excuse me, sheep, I had to burp again. So what are the days that we are to follow? What are the festivals? All these other days that we follow, like Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter, all that is man-made. Stay away from man-made things. You need to follow what God has given us. And right now, the History Channel showing things that are not made of God. They are don't follow them. I have been following them, and I need to stop because they are digging up bones and stuff. They're trying to prove, and you know, have you ever you followed NASA? They are trying to. I guess they're. I don't know. They have not told you what they're trying to find. Why they're going into space as they are, but I think they are looking for God. And if God keeps his word, he will be back here next year around in the history class that I had when I was in school many years ago. I remember that they said they brought slaves to this country in 1619. In June of 1619, the slaves were first brought. Well, God will be back in 2019. That will be 400 years. And that's what he told Abraham in chapter 15 of Genesis. I will read that to you, some of it to you, in the days ahead. Should God let me live, and I hope that he does. I have 9 minutes left, and I can read this chapter at home when I'm by myself in 9 minutes. I can read it in about 4 minutes. But when I get on the air, I get nervous, I suppose. And I don't read as fast as I do at home. What I want you sheep to read next week is Job, and I will start reading it to you right now. And I probably will not finish it, but I want you to look up the word ground. Maybe you have a dictionary that you can read my writing in the dictionary that I have is so small. And, well, I refuse to even go to the dictionary and look up words because it's so small. And I have gone to the Bible store and bought me a King James version of the Bible with big print. So let me start reading to you chapter 28. I know that I will not read it all because I have 8 minutes left. I will start right now. It says, surely there is a vein to sever and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molded out of the stone. Sitting into darkness, he searches out all his perfection of the stone of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitants, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They are gone away from men. Let me tell you this. I remember that I did not learn this in high school. I remembered from history the floods came. We talked about a Gilgamesh, and I don't know how to spell. I've forgotten how to spell Gilgamesh's name. Perhaps I will look it up next week when I try to read to you about what is taken here. They're talking about a flood. And this is not the only book that talks about a flood came. Another group of people talks about a flood thousands of years ago. And in the Bible, in Genesis, I want you to know there are other people that talks about a flood. And one such person or people, I forget now, was Gilgamesh. He told about a flood, and it was somewhat different from what Adam, the book of Genesis tells. But it does tell you, well, maybe get to read that to you one day. I have talked and I have 5 minutes left. And let me just pick up here. I know that I will not be able to finish reading chapter 28. I will start it. And I have other things that I want to tell you too, where I have left off. I would talk about the flood breaketh out from the inhabitants, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They are gone away from men. As far as the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under the earth turned up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphire, and it has dust of gold. There is a pass which no fowl knoweth, which the vultures are, I have it not seen. The lions wept have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rocks, turneth the mountains the roots. And I'm going to stop right here on chapter 28. And I will read all of chapter 28 of Job to you next week. Right now, I want you to know that I want to say a quick little ending prayer to you and then say something else. Oh, I forgot to tell you that this is the Feed My Sheep program, the Feed My Sheep show. And I am to say happy Friday evening to you all. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I thank you all for listening to my program. You are to have your three P's ready, and they are to take notes. Your three P's are your pen, pencil, and paper. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And Sabbath is observed from Friday evening to Saturday evening. I also want to say to you a closing prayer. Let's have an ending prayer. And thank you all for listening to the Feed My Sheep program. Our Father, we come to you as humble as we know. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us protected from the evil one. Thank you for protecting us from Satan and his henchmen. In Jesus' name, also in Yeshua's name, we say thank you. As James said in chapter 4 and 15, if it's your will, Lord God, I will be back to read to you from Job chapter 28 next. Now, sheep, I want you to go to the Amazon and purchase my three books. None of you have done that. I want you to purchase The Passing, The Unseen, and The Broken Plant by Sandra Harris. That's S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. I'll see you next week. I will make my plan to see you next week. Remember to read Job chapter 28 as well as Genesis chapter 3. And look up the word
ground. Help your children and don't let them fall.
That's your assignment.
By the side.
Thank you all for listening.
Of the road.
Salvation
is about.